Yeah, the bipartisan infrastructure bill that has passed and been signed into law is expected to provide about 140 some million for Lewis and Clark. We anticipate that could be the remaining federal funding we need to complete the project, but we can't say definitively because inflation indexing will continue to accrue on our remaining federal funding ceiling. And so it's possible that the money that's been set aside in the infrastructure bill for Lewis and Clark and six other rural water system projects might not be enough. So that $1 billion, it was thought, should take care of these seven projects, but inflation is just skyrocketing. And so there is a very good chance that additional appropriations will be needed in the future. If so, the bipartisan infrastructure bill is still great news and should get us to the cusp of completing construction. We just can't say definitively that it will get us to the finish line.